Okay, we're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. On the phone, I have Art Bernclough, my special guest, who's a veterans advocate and executive director of Vets for Constitutional Law. We're going behind the scenes at some of the sinister things that the Veterans Administration pulls on our soldiers that are coming back from Iraq. And I want to remind you, Iraq, Afghanistan, and maybe Iran. I want to remind you, Art, at some point in time, I'd like to open up the phone lines if we could.
Okay.
And see if we've got any veterans out there that are experiencing some of the same things. But go ahead and continue. Now, the guy's
okay.
Running around the store, and he's yelling, and the mother's saying what?
All right. Mosier told his mother of a breaking point in Iraq, a roadside bomb that blew up the truck in front of his. He said his buddies were screaming they were on fire. She says her voice trails off. He was there at the end to pick up the hands and arms. After that, Mosier started having delusions. Dr. Wexler, our old friend Dr. Wexler of Fort Carson, immediately diagnosed personality disorder.
Oh.
Soon after, Mosier was discharged under Chapter 5-13. Anytime they interview somebody and he had any kind of an injury, right away, the only thing they can think of is push him out of the Army as fast as possible so we don't have to pay any benefits. That's the reason for all this. Now, Mosier returned home, still plagued by visions. In October, he put a note on the front door of their Des Moines, Iowa home saying the Iraqis were after him and he had to protect the family. Then he shot himself. Mosier's mother is furious that doctors at Fort Carson treated her son for such a brief period of time, and that Wexler, citing confidentially, refused to tell her anything about that treatment or give her family any direction on how to help Chris upon his return home. She does not believe her son has a personality disorder or ever did have one. They take a normal kid, he comes back messed up, and then nobody was there for him when he came back, Linda said. They discharged him so they didn't have to treat him. Wexler did not reply to a written request seeking comments on Mosier's case. I mean, this is standard. They don't reply to any requests out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was thrown to the wolves. Today, Johnstown is home. In small town Findlay, Ohio, with no job, no prospects, and plenty of time to reflect on how he got there, diagnosing him with personality disorder may have saved the Army thousands of dollars, he says, but what did Wexler have to gain? Quite a lot, says Steve Robinson, Director of Veterans Affairs at Veterans for America. It's a Washington, D.C.-based soldiers' rights group. Since the Iraq War began, he says, doctors have been facing an overflow of wounded soldiers and a shortage of room, supplies, and a time to treat them. By calling PTSD a personality disorder, they usher one soldier out quickly, freeing up space for the three or four who are waiting. Terry, the veterans advocate from IWVO, notes that unlike doctors in the private sector, Army doctors who give questionable diagnoses face no danger of malpractice suits due to Ferris versus the U.S. That's the Ferris Doctrine, a 1950 Supreme Court ruling that bars soldiers from suing for negligence. To maintain that protection, Terry says most doctors will diagnose personality disorder when prodded to do so by military officials. Now, that's precisely how the system works, says one military official familiar with the discharge process. The official who requested, again, anonymity, is a lawyer with Trial Defense Services, TDS, a unit of the Army, that guides soldiers through their 513 discharge. Commanders want to get these guys out the door and get it done fast, even if the next soldier isn't as good. At least he's good to go. He's deployable, so they're telling the docs what diagnosis to give to get what discharge. The lawyer says he knows this is happening because commanders have told him that they're doing it. Some have come up to me and talked about doing this, and they're saying, give me a specific diagnosis. I'll support a certain chapter. Colonel Martin of Fort Stewart, said the prospect of commanders pressuring doctors to diagnose personality disorder is highly unlikely. Boy, one lies and the other swears to it.
Yeah.
Doctors are making these determinations themselves, Martin says. In a statement, Colonel William Statz, commander at Fort Polk's Baines-Jones Hospital, says, any allegations that clinical decisions are influenced by either political considerations or command pressures at any level are untrue. But a second TDS lawyer, who also demanded anonymity, says he's watching the same process play out at his base.
All right, Art, I got to stop you. We got one more break, and then I got a long segment, okay?
Okay.
Michael Herzog, American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave. Back in a few.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. I'm back with you and with my special guest, Art Burncloud, the Veterans Advocate and Executive Director of the Veterans for Constitutional Law. Go ahead and continue, Art.
Okay, we'll be through with this very shortly.
I'll tell you
here.
What, we've got a long segment, so
right.
Go ahead.
Now, a second trial defense lawyer, services lawyer, said the same. He demanded anonymity also, and says he's watched the same process play out at his base. What I've noticed is right before a unit is ready to deploy, we see a spike in 5-13s, as if the commanders are trying to clean house and get rid of the soldiers they really don't need, he said. The chain of command just wants to eliminate them and get a new body in there to plug up the holes. If anyone shows even moderate signs of psychological distress, they're kicking him to the curb instead of treating him. Both lawyers say that once a commander steps in and pushes for a 513, the diagnosis and discharge are carved in stone fairly fast, 2 to 3 days. After that happens, one lawyer says he points soldiers toward an Army board for correction of military records where a 513 label could be overturned, and failing that, advises them to seek redress from their representative in Congress. That's another joke, Congress. Town did that, contacting Republican Representative Michael Oxley of Ohio with little success. Oxley, who has since retired, did not return calls seeking comment. That's a usual thing. Most of these guys never return calls.
They have nothing to say, Art.
Pardon me?
I say they have nothing to say.
No, they have nothing to say because it's a fraud.
Right, yeah.
It's a total fraud asking your congressman to help you. They're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
few cases are challenged successfully or overturned later, says the TDS lawyers. The system, says one, is essentially broken. Right now, the Army is eating its own. What I want to see is these soldiers getting the right diagnosis so they can get the right help and not be thrown to the wolves right away, and that's what the Army is doing. Still, Town tries to remain undaunted. He got a story to Robinson of Veterans for America, who brought the papers of his case to an October meeting with several top Washington officials, including Deputy Surgeon General Gail Pollack, Assistant Surgeon General Bernard DeKoenig, and Republican Senator Kit Bond of Missouri. And Robinson laid out the larger 513 problem to them and submitted a briefing, especially on Town. We got a very positive response, Robinson said. After we presented, they were almost appalled like we are every single day. They said, we didn't know this is happening. Robinson said the Deputy Surgeon General promised to look into Town's case, and the others presented to her. Senator Bond, whose son has served in Iraq, floated the idea of a congressional hearing if the 513 issue isn't resolved. Of course, the senator did not return calls seeking a comment. In the meantime, Town is doing his best to keep his head in check. He says his nightmares have been waning in recent weeks, but most of his problems still persist. He's thinking of going to a veteran support group in Toledo, 45 miles north of Findlay. There'll be guys there who have been through this, he said, vets who understand. And Town hesitates, his voice suddenly much softer. I have my good days and my bad days, he says. It depends whether I wake up in Findlay, Ohio, or Ramadi, Iraq.
Wow. You know, let me ask you, Art, do you have any idea what the current military budget is for veterans?
No, okay. Not really. I'm getting changing figures day by day.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible to keep track of it, but I'm getting figures, changing figures, and contradicting figures day by day.
Well, now, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I know there's this new law that went into effect in 2004 that you wanted to discuss a little bit. Do you want to discuss that first? Do you want me to open up the phone lines here and see if we've got some?
Well, I'd like to discuss that. I'd like to discuss that first. I'll try to make that brief so you can open up the phone lines on there.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to read something 1 second. In federal, are you familiar with the Federalist Papers?
I've heard of them.
Okay. In Federalist 28, Hamilton wrote, now, everyone listening out there, make careful note of this. If the representatives of the people betray their constituents, then there is no resource left but in the exertion of that original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government.
Mm-hmm.
The citizens must rush tumultuously to arms without concert, without system, without resource, except in their courage and despair. In other words, we're saying, you've got rights under the law, which have not yet been taken away from us. And believe me, our government will try to take them away from us. But you know, they had similar things happen, quite similar in France years ago. And the problems there never got solved until they stormed the Bastille and they released the prisoners. Then things started happening. And this is a situation which is so deplorable. We've got a guy out there who is actually trying to do something for veterans, Senator Craig of Idaho. He's putting forth a historic new legislation called S-815, and it's going to enable veterans with service-connected disabilities to receive medical treatment outside of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And he's going to try to push this through the Senate and Congress. And Craig is a guy who's got his heart in the right place. In fact, if it wasn't for Craig, we would not have had that law passed. That was passed in December of last year, December of 2006. They finally passed a law that would allow veterans to retain an attorney once the VA turned them down the first time for their claim. And they passed it thanks to Senator Craig and Senator Daniel Akaka. They passed this. It was part of the Veterans Omnibus Act. And for 75 years of VA history, a veteran has not been allowed to have an attorney. In other words, the VA could keep them running on their rat wheel forever and ever, and they did. They kept the veteran running on their rat wheel forever and ever, getting one turn down after another until either they expired or they gave up their claim out of frustration. And it's a fact that of all the veterans' claims that come in, only 4% are adjudicated in favor of the veteran. 96% are either turned down or they're remanded. And a remand is another thing. If you go up to the Board of Veterans' Appeals and they don't want to give you your disability, they'll remand you back to your regional office, and you can get remanded 5, 6, 7 times back to your regional office. If you go to the Veterans Court and they don't want to give you a decision in your favor, they'll remand you back to the Board of Veterans Appeals, which is a joke anyway, and then they'll in turn remand you back to the regional office.
So for 75 years, these guys have been going through trying to get these benefits without the benefit of having an attorney.
That's right. They had them on the rat wheel.
And they've basically just been playing ping pong with them.
Well, here's what they do. They say, oh, we'll get you a friendly service officer to represent you. Then they get somebody from the DAV or the American Legion or the VFW or one of those other clowns that are absolutely worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you an idea, when this veterans law was passed, the DAV wrote 1.5 million letters out to their members. 1.5 million letters went out to members for them to try to persuade their congressmen to take that law and repeal it. They wrote the letter before the law was passed, not to pass it. And then when they finally passed it, Congress finally passed it, regardless of that, more and more letters went out asking them to repeal the law. And there's a plan now in the Senate. And I'm going to name names again. You've got two Democratic senators from North Dakota, Byron Dorgan and Conrad. And both of these guys have an agreement with the DAV, and they've got a long track record of a relationship with the DAV. They're going to bring this same Veterans Omnibus Law up before the 110th Congress and try to get them to vote on it again, leaving out the amendment that veterans can have attorneys, that they've got the right to retain their own attorney. In other words, they're going to take the same law, which has been passed and signed into law reluctantly by our president. He signed it into law. They're going to take the same thing and put it through without the provision for lawyers.
This is sinister.
We're waiting to see how they do it. And we believe they're going to take this and they're going to attach it to another bill which will fly through the Congress. Now, we watched the minimum wage law. We expected them to put it through on the minimum wage law right at the beginning of the year, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for something like this. We're watching these things every day to see what they're going to put it through. We're fairly sure that it's going to be either Senator Dorgan or Senator Conrad that brings it up. But, you know, it could be any of their cronies. That's how much trust we have in Congress.
Well, this is just, I mean, it's beyond an atrocity. You know, we send these guys over there on a lie. They're exposed to depleted uranium. They're exposed to all kinds
of
stressful situations with seeing their fellow men. And I know, you know, in times of war, you develop a bond with your fellow soldiers, and they're subjected to all kinds of things that normal people would never be subjected to in their lifetimes. And then they have to come back and face this.
Exactly.
This is beyond an atrocity. And to be kicked around like this, you know, have these guys that are in charge of being able to make a decision on whether they get any kind of a disability at all, and then these guys are intimidated by the powers that be to, put them out on a Chapter 513. I mean, this is just, it's unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Well, you know, this is a letter, it's a brief letter sent by Lisa Bogle. She's one of the officials at the Disabled American Veterans, and it's called Attorneys and Claim Process. Legislation has been introduced in both the House and Senate, known as the Veterans Choice of Representation Act. These bills would amend Title 38 USC Code to remove certain limitations on attorney representation of claimants for veterans in administrative proceedings before the VA. The reason this legislation has been introduced, according to staff from both House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, is that veterans have been complaining about not having the right to hire an attorney.
All right, wait, let me stop you. I'm sorry, Art. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, on with Art Burnclough. See you in three. RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with us.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Michael Herzog, we're back with the American Awakening, and I have my special guest, Art Burncloud, talking about the Veterans Administration and what they do behind the scenes to our veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Art, this is a short segment, 4 minutes, then we got another break, then we got another long segment. So go ahead and continue with
your article. Okay. The reason this legislation has been introduced, according to staff from both House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, is that veterans have been complaining about not having the right to hire an attorney to represent them during a claims process. This is a letter I'm reading from an official of the DAV, Lisa Bogle.
Okay.
The DAV is concerned that the current claims process does not work properly. Ho, ho, ho.
Right.
We believe Congress should focus on correcting the process, not making it more adversarial and legalistic. The question should not be whether veterans have the right to hire a lawyer, but how to improve claims processing. Clearly, the solution is not to allow attorneys into the process. The VA benefits delivery system was designed to be open, informal, and helpful to veterans. Yeah, how come they only win 4% of the cases? The goal was to ensure that veterans receive the benefits a grateful nation has provided for them, rather than discourage or inhibit their claims with government red tape or lengthy litigation. Allowing attorneys into the process would interfere with this goal and create a system that's more adversarial and legalistic and less veteran-friendly. I urge you to write your representatives and senators, urging them to oppose the enactment of this bill and to truly focus the attention of Congress on ways to ensure the process performs in the manner for which it was designed. An ex parte, non-adversarial system, with the VA being obligated to provide all benefits allowable under the law. Now, when they say non-adversarial, I think they mean non-confrontational, because that's the way they want to do it, with no confrontation. You have not got the right to confront anybody during a VA hearing. You can't confront anybody. That's how phony it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what the judge of the Veterans Court, and the Veterans Court turned out to be a fraud, and Judge Nebaker quit that court. He was with them for a number of years, Judge Frank Q. Nebaker, and he says, veterans should be allowed to use attorneys. I can state with certainty that vast numbers of benefit claims could be resolved much sooner if a claimant were able to exercise a choice to seek legal counsel in the beginning of the process. Frank Hugh Nebaker, former chief of the U.S. Court of Veterans Claims, supports legislation for veterans to allow attorneys to use attorneys in all phases of VA claims process. And
tell me, Art, I'm sorry, in your estimation, the amount of claims right now that are being approved are 4%. Those are
4%, right at, and then if you get it into their court, another 1% on top of that,
okay.
Because their court has got a disgraceful record. In 18 years since 1988, actually almost 19 years, they have only approved 194 cases out of over 18,000.
Okay, in your estimation, by allowing the attorney to represent the veteran, what do you think that number would climb to?
I think the number would probably climb to about 30 to 40% or more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least.
Well,
and the government doesn't want to see that.
Right, and part of the underlying reason is because they do not want to put the additional funding in the budget for the veterans.
Exactly.
Yet they want them to go over there and risk their life on a lie.
Exactly. Now, Frank Nebaker, who is the retired chief judge, he says veterans groups are fighting this because they're simply afraid of losing influence among veterans. They're protecting their protected legal turf. They've got a lot of veteran service officers who are not lawyers. Most of them are not lawyers who will represent veterans, and they feel there's not room for both. And I think that's wrong. Those who have advocated changing the system, including Larry Craig and fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, say that veterans groups have stuck by an outmoded law that denies veterans freedom of choice and gives the VA, which has its own legal staff of over 1,200 lawyers, an upper hand in appeals cases. The widow of a Vietnam War veteran, for instance, battled the government over a disability claim for 7 years, and with the aid of a veterans group claims advocate before hiring her own attorney in 2005, she finally had to hire her own attorney. Within a comparatively short period, Colorado lawyer Sean Kendall convinced the VA Board of Veterans Appeals, which had twice turned down appeals of the case that the woman's late husband had leukemia caused by exposure to Agent Orange during the war. Kendall said the veteran service organizations are just as good as lawyers outside, but he thinks that the Vietnam War widow could have won her case far more quickly with his help. It's the hard cases in which attorneys need to be present. Veterans claims are judged first at a regional VA office. If denied there, they can appeal to the Board of Veterans Appeals. If denied again, they can appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. And under the old law, veterans could seek the assistance of attorneys once they received an adverse ruling from the Board of Veterans Appeals. Under the new law, veterans may seek out an attorney after the claim is rejected a first time by the regional office. Now, usually it took a veteran 7 years to get up past the Board of Veterans Appeals. And by that time, many of them either expired or they just gave up out of frustration of running on the VA rat wheel.
And that's what they want them to do.
Oh, well, I mean, yes, that's what it's geared to do.
Right, so they don't want them to have an attorney, and obviously they go in there not knowing anything about the law or what their benefits are or anything, and they railroad them. Okay,
the name of the game.
Yeah, we got to take a break here, Art, and then we'll have a long segment coming up. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, on the line with Art Burnclough. republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave. Stick with us. We'll be back in three, and I'm going to open up the phone lines.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. We're back with my special guest, Art Burnclow, talking about the Veterans Administration and the atrocities that they do behind the scenes in depriving our veterans of their benefits. Art,
Mike, before we get into the telephone,
all right, go ahead.
Let me just make one statement for all those who are going to call in or who want to call in.
Go ahead.
For anyone who can't reach me because calls may be coming in faster than the time we have left, you have my home telephone number, which is 631-474-4261.
Okay.
It'll ring into my home number if I'm not here, and if I'm here, I'll answer any of your questions. If I'm not, it'll take your name, and I can assure you, you will be called back or you will get a letter back, either one. And for those who want to write me something, my number is it's Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. And I'm Arthur Burnclow. That's B-E-R-N-K-L-A-U. B-E-R-N-K-L-A-U. I'm Executive Director. We're located at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York. Our zip code is 11777, 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. And the best telephone number to call is 631 474-4261. This is for people who are trying to reach me or they can't get through to me. I'm always available for you. And any donations would be made out to Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. And here you're having a veterans organization that fights for your benefits and for your family's benefits instead of a service organization that gives you lip service and nothing after 20, 30 years.
Great. Okay, let's open them up, Art.
Okay.
800-313-9443 if you have a question for our guest, if you have a story to share. I'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Greg in Nebraska. Greg, you're on the line with Art and Michael.
Hello, Greg.
Greg.
I'm Art. I have a story for you. I think you're not as broad as you should be, so I need to tell you this story because you're working with what sounds like service-related injuries as what's considered and what struggled for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a veteran from way back, okay? And when I took separations on, a yeoman sat in front of me and handed me my papers. And when he got to the VA situation, he said, you're qualified to go into any Veterans Administration hospital and get medical attention if you need it. He didn't say anything more than that, no conditions. He meant that I had earned a right because I had served time in the military, which gave me this right. It wasn't
okay.
A welfare system. It was a clear-cut, unconditional right that I acquired by putting in my time and getting an honorable
discharge.
It's a right
that you're entitled to.
Exactly. There isn't any issue of whether you qualify because you got service-related injuries or not. They told us, you served your time. You have the right to walk in. Now,
of course.
Now, Congress changed that in 2003. I was just down
sadly,
to the VA
they
hospital.
Did, yeah.
And what they did is they took what was, they defaulted on their original agreements with us, and they went to the welfare system. Now, in welfare, you don't earn anything. You get entitled to something without doing anything. You make no sacrifice. You put in no time. But the government says we'll expend money on you, although you might be worthless. Now, the way I prove that, as I said to this fella, I said, if I walked out of separations that day and I made bad decisions, never paid any taxes, never got a job, and spent 40 years in the bar and came here and I didn't have adequate savings or income, which is now your qualification for my benefits, would I get benefits if I was that guy that was at the bar 40 years? And he says, oh, yeah, you would. You would get them because you don't have the adequate, made the right choices for 40 years where you paid taxes. You have an income, and so they disqualified me based on my income is what they told me.
That's a
condition. That's a welfare system, which is what they've imposed on the veterans instead of giving them what they earned, which were their rights, unconditional rights, because they put in that sacrificial time for their country. It tells you that these people don't have any loyalty towards the citizens who served. And you know those guys in Iraq right now. How would you like to be there? How would you like to be there and then come back and get told that you lost your rights because you made too much money and made the right decisions after you left the military? And that's what these guys are going to get told because that's what I got told, and I was a veteran just like them.
When did you serve?
I served from 58 to 62.
58 to 62.
Navy. Radio
Navy.
And they flat just laugh at you. They've got a welfare system set up at the VA now since 2003. And they admit Congress did it to you.
I was 61 to 79.
Okay, well, you took it a little longer. But basically, they've reneged. They've defaulted on the agreement because they have other places they want to put that money. It isn't with these people who, like myself, who thought we were fighting or standing up for a country, and we were duped, I'd say, more now than anything. I'm a pretty old buzzard now. But we were duped, and that I would
exactly.
say the kids today are getting duped,
too. Your competition
too.
Is the congressman's pork projects.
You got it.
That's what they want to spend. They don't want to spend it on you or me or any of these guys. They want to spend it on their pork projects.
Well, the fact is that they don't. It doesn't take them long to forget you once they get out of you what they want. And we're still being taxed. I mean, even after they've dumped us as veterans, we're out here still taking all kinds of abuses, be it land grab through their constitutional decisions that developers can take your property. I'm facing that now. There's a ton of these trespasses on the individual rights that we're putting up with. And We're suckers. It's all it is American citizens have been suckered. I think they were suckered 2, 3, 4 generations ago.
Oh, you bet they have.
So, you know, I feel sorry for those kids that are going over because they're going to come back. Some of them are going to come back bad. And we're going to find out that that country that they were fighting for has dumped them. And that's what it's getting down to. It's what it got down to it for the vets in Vietnam. It's getting down to that today. But they won't know it till they've lived that bitter lesson.
You know, it was bad back then in Vietnam, but it's even worse for these kids now.
I believe it. You got to look at what you got for leadership, if you want to call it that.
But, you know, things didn't change over in Vietnam until one day one soldier says, "No, sir, I won't go up that hill." And it's going to come down to that. It'll come down to that.
Well, and they saw a lot. I had a brother over there 7 years.
It'll come down to that.
The corruption over there and the black market, et cetera, made it a joke. If you were there, you'd have seen it was a joke. And it was a joke on the American people, again, either through their taxes or through their service.
You know, here's a letter. What's your first name?
Greg.
Greg. Here's a letter that went to President Bush, a short letter by Joseph W. DeRosa. Dear Mr. President, as a young man, I was honored to serve our nation as a commissioned officer and helicopter pilot in the U.S. Navy. Before me in World War II, my father defended the country, spending 2 years in the Pacific aboard the USS Hornet. We were patriots sworn to protect and defend. Today, I conclude that you have dishonored our service and the Constitution and the principles of our oath. My dad was buried with full military honors, so I cannot act for him. But for myself, I return enclosed the symbols of my years of service, the shoulder boards of my rank and my naval aviator's wings. Until your administration, I believed it was inconceivable that the United States would ever initiate an aggressive and preemptive war against a country that posed no threat to us. Until your administration, I thought it was impossible for our nation to take hundreds of persons into custody without provable charges of any kind and to disappear them into holes like Gitmo, Abu Ghraib, and Bagram. Until your administration, in my wildest legal fantasy, I could not imagine a U.S. Attorney General seeking to justify torture or a president first stating his intent to veto an anti-torture law and then by adding a signing statement that he intends to ignore such law as he sees fit. I do not want these things done in my name. As a citizen, a patriot, a parent, a grandparent, a lawyer, and law teacher, I'm left with such a feeling of loss and helplessness. I think of myself as a good American, and I ask myself, what can I do when I see the face of evil, illegal and immoral war, torture, and confinement for life without trial, and never have been part of our constitutional tradition? But my vote has become meaningless because I live in a safe district drawn by your political party. My congressman is unresponsive to my concerns because his time is filled with lobbyist largesse. Protests are limited to your free speech zones out of sight of the parade. Even speaking openly is to risk being labeled un-American, pro-terrorist, or anti-troops. And I am a disciplined pacifist, so any violent act is out of the question. Nevertheless, to remain silent is to let you think I approve or support your actions. I do not, so I am saddened to give up my wings and bars. They were hard won, and my parents and wife were as proud as I was when I earned them over 40 years ago. But I hate the torture and death that you have caused more than I value their symbolism. Giving them up makes me cry for my beloved country. And signed, Joseph W. DeRosa. And this is a letter that it really touched me when I got the copy of this. It was... This is a man who gave his all and is just in the height of disappointment, and he returned these. He returned these to the president. He sent it back in the mail.
Gentlemen, let me interject something here, okay? I appreciate both of you as veterans, and what you've just read there, Art, this administration, and it goes back to the PNAC documents before they ever took office, undermines everything that all of the veterans across this great land of ours have served, have sacrificed, have believed in, okay? And that, gentlemen, and I believe that we can all say, you guys are veterans, I'm not, okay? But I think all veterans can agree that that letter says it all.
Yes, it does.
For all veterans, yes.
Well, I could add to that, Art. My dad was on the USS Shaw in the South Pacific, so okay. He had more than his share for all the way from Saipan on if you have to Okinawa. And there's a story that you don't need to hear, but believe me, something quite similar happened to him. He was in the hospital 2 years after he got out of the service, and there's a whole story about that. But it's like I say, it hasn't changed. It's just a case of people growing up that are naive who have to learn the bitter lesson of what reality is against what they were taught when they were put in school.
Well, here's something now. We've finally passed a law that's going to be good for all veterans to allow them to retain their own attorney. And yet there was some kind of a sleazy backroom deal cut in the Senate by two senators, Dorgan and Conrad, to put this thing through for another vote and attach it to another bill. This is sleazy, dirty backroom politics, and it's cut in the Senate of the United States. And this is a disgrace to everybody who has put that uniform on that something like this is allowed to happen.
No.
And you don't see the newspapers writing about it. You do not see the newspapers writing about it.
You're not going to hear anything about it in the mainstream news, Art.
You know, they stick together. That's how this all gets done without Joe Citizen getting any satisfaction. We die with our nose in the mud is what it gets down to. Anyway, thank you for listening to me. But what they've done is they've subverted the original contract and defaulted on, as far as I can tell. They turned me away with what essentially looked like a stroke, and I asked them what they could do, and they said nothing because you have an income or a net worth. Now, if you don't have the income but you still have the net worth, they still disqualify you because you still have some money. You did something frugal during the course of your years, and so you made up a few money, and they want you broke so they can get you on. Well, if you can go broke, they'll put you on the welfare system. They'll bring you in, but they told me, don't come back unless you don't have any money. So that's the way it is.
And now, did you have that stroke outside the service or in?
No, I'm out. The only reason I went in is because of what the yeoman told me. I had no clue what would be there other than when he handed me those separation papers, he said, now, if you get sick, and you're out of the service, you can still go to the VA. There, I said, you telling me that they'll take me? And he said, yes, they will.
At one time, they would, yes.
Yeah, he told me. I couldn't believe my ears. I said,
no.
He says, you still qualify
for
that.
I couldn't believe it when I heard it, too, but it's true.
Yeah, it isn't that way anymore.
No.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, Greg. I appreciate the
input. Thank
you
for calling and for your comments.
Okay.
A good call. Very good call.
Great call. Again, the number is 800-313-9443 if you have a question or a comment for our guest, Art. Go ahead, Art. I mean, this is the subject matter is just, it goes in depth in a lot of different areas. Did you have something else that you wanted to expound on here regarding that new law or any of the other cases?
Yeah. Regarding that new law now, this was written by a constitutional attorney, Bruce Fine, and it was published January 18th, beginning of this year, Washington Times. America's unsurpassed volunteer soldiers are old and wise enough to choose risking that last full measure of devotion on behalf of the nation in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, or elsewhere. Yet some in Congress would treat them as children when it comes to seeking veterans' benefits for injuries inflicted in combat. They're coiled to repeal an option embraced by the 109th Congress for veterans to retain an attorney to represent them, to represent often medically complicated claims to the VA. Contrary to the assertions of detractors, no veteran would be required to hire an attorney, and no veteran without an attorney would be compromised or handicapped in presenting a claim in our society.
Excuse me, Art. Now the phones are ringing.
Okay, fine.
All right, let's take another call, Art. You want to?
Sure, of
All
course.
Right, let's go to Charles in Texas. Charles, you're on. Got a couple minutes before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just was going to say that I'm a veteran, 2 years of the unfinished war in Korea, and it's appalling for me to hear what is going on against the veterans, but I wanted to ask a question that I think maybe he alluded to. Is it not going to be up to the people who are going into the military to rebel and not go into these wars that only serve the big business and the elite in the government?
You got it. This is a good call. Let me tell you why it's a good call. Because, as I said before, the whole thing in Vietnam, the war came to an end basically because of a couple of reasons. One soldier says, no, sir, I won't go up that hill. So this has started a mutiny within. And the kids are saying, hell no, we won't go. And this started, it went all across the nation, and that put an end to the war. Yeah, that actually put an end to the war. Now,
And that's what we've got to do again.
Yes.
We've got, listen, Art, we've got callers on the line, and we've got just about a minute till the break. Charles?
Yes.
I do appreciate your call, sir. I'm going to try to squeeze these other two calls in.
Okay.
I just wanted to get my number out. If he wants to talk to me, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to call into the station or if you don't have the number, we'll give you the number. You can call in directly.
Okay.
Feel free to call me. I'll answer any questions.
All right. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, you're on with Michael and Art, and we're going to go to a break. So if I have to hold you over, that's fine. We've got to go real quick here,
yeah.
So go ahead.
I'll try to be real quick. Maybe you can hold me over.
Sure.
There's two things that really tick me off, and that's being mildly word-wise. That's the unarmed invasion by Mexican truckers and illegals from the south border. The second thing that even makes me madder.
Hold the second thing. We've got to go to a break, partner, and I'll hold you over, okay?
Yep.
All right. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and you're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, I'm back for the final segment. I've got 4 minutes left. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. And, Gary, give us your second thought. You got about a minute, buddy, and then I've got another call, and I got some closing thoughts I want to get. Okay,
great. I can fix this up in a minute. This is such a disgrace to the nation. It's a disgrace to the military that the lack of medical care to these veterans coming back from this phony war.
Yeah.
It makes me sick at my stomach. I say, no young children join the military. I say they join their state militia, and if they do get called in into the draft thing, take a step backwards, turn right. your back on the guy right. that's administering the oath. Do not raise your hand. Do not take the oath. And take your consequences.
Sadly, right. I got to agree with you, Gary.
All right.
And, you know, we...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We
got
to do something about Joe Sixpack and his lack of interest in what's going on, aside from the wrestling show and NASCAR. He's got to get more proactive and get into this. We need more Americans getting proactive on these subjects.
Exactly.
And thank you for calling, Gary.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Okay, let's go to Rita in Texas. Rita, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
You know, Patrick Henry said, you know, for those who were calling for peace, 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 there is no peace. The war has actually begun.
Exactly.
You know, and the reality is I think, sir, that you're just exactly one of the ones he was describing that were calling for peace. I firmly believe in spiritual principles. He who strikes the first blow reaps what they sow. That's what I think is happening as far as these so-called veterans are concerned. They're nothing but daggum murders. They're going along with the daggum dictator Bush, just like the German soldiers went with Hitler. You know, and as far as the guy talking about turn your backs on and take the consequences, no, I don't think that's the solution. We people, we Americans, we fought for liberty, and liberty is going to have to be fought again. And things are going to have to get a lot worse before they get better.
Rita, these guys that went over there were patriotic individuals that were duped into a lie.
Yep.
I don't believe that, sir, because ignorance of the law is of no defense. They had the responsibility to find out, just like I did.
They were young kids. They're 18,
they were young kids.
Years.
Well, they had mothers there, and they found the truth out.
They had mothers and fathers that had the responsibility.
They had mothers and fathers that were lied to as well, just like we all were.
Well, you know, Mr. Herzog, I'm letting you know right now. I've already told my children if there's a draft coming in, get out of the country. And I don't want them in the prisons. Because I've told them I didn't raise you to be a communist and I didn't raise you to be a Nazi. Washington is full of communists and full of Nazis. And until the daggum military starts looking at the enemy that is right in our own country, and until they uphold that oath to resist all enemies, both foreign and domestic, they're out there killing innocent people outside of our country. They deserve exactly what they're getting,
Rita,
sir, and that's how I look at it.
Rita, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Art, you want to comment? Last comment.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me comment on that. You're right. They were lied to and everything, but we go back. Let's go back to around before World War II. Mr. Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, was our ambassador to Germany. Mr. Bush's grandfather was responsible for raising the money for Adolf Hitler's multi-billion dollar army through American and Swiss banks. And this is part of history. President FDR fired him from his position and almost put him in jail. But he was responsible for raising Adolf Hitler's army, raising the money to finance it. And I want to thank everybody there at Republic Radio, you, Mike, John Statmiller and Sandra and the crew down there for hearing these facts. And you're finding out things now from us that Americans generally are not privy to know about because our newspapers and our media have let us down.
Right. Okay.
If it's something that's really important, it's not covered.
All right. Thank you so much for being my guest, Art. Thank you,
thank
Rita,
you
for the call.
Me.
And this is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. End of Friday. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report coming up next. See you Monday. 'Cause I'm mad at you.